adding his concerns there. Let's talk to Justin Byworth. Justin is the Executive Director of World Vision in Brussels, and he's been at this conference. Justin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Welcome to the programme, Justin. What, I mean, can I ask you, what's been the reaction amongst the international gathering today?
Well, it was shocking. Of course, the conference had been going on for the last 2 days, and I was in the room in the middle of the conference with, you know, world leaders and a lot of some humanitarian colleagues of mine from different agencies and from Syria. When the news broke yesterday morning, we started talking about how to protect civilians in Syria from this kind of thing and how to get access to provide relief to Syrians, including 5 million who are trapped in besieged or hard-to-reach areas. We were in the middle of that conversation when a Syrian colleague just sitting a couple of places away from me suddenly shared a picture that he just received from his friends and colleagues in the area, and then the rest of the morning, as you would imagine, was certainly all the things we were discussing were brought into sharp relief by the shocking news of what's happened. So yes, shock and of course outrage.
Justin, this story was breaking yesterday afternoon as we went on air, but of course we're trying to wait for confirmation, because details are always murky in these sort of events. I mean, the medical experts seem to suggest that this has been a chemical attack. But the problem is, we're not entirely sure just yet, are we, who's been responsible?
Well, I think as the news report just said, that, you know, there will be the relevant authorities and under the guidance of the UN, and it's great that the Security Council are meeting today, they will take whatever steps to investigate this, I'm sure. As a humanitarian agency, you know, World Vision, our concern is for children. Many of those affected were children, but you'll understand that we have to stay neutral and impartial in this, otherwise we can't operate effectively in these places. So we don't know who's responsible, and you know, certainly in a conflict all parties often do things that harm children, and that's outrageous and is wrong, and we should be talking about these things.
So I'll ask you if this is the biggest humanitarian crisis at the moment, but it seems we've got several humanitarian crises going on all over the place at the moment.
We do, you know, certainly across East Africa, the food situation is very, very difficult at the moment, and, you know, World Vision's, we work in many of those countries, Somalia and other countries in East Africa. But Syria has been, I would say, the largest in our times in the century so far. And, you know, we've just entered the seventh year of the crisis there. And looking back at the last year, World Vision is working with over 1 million children in and around Syria. And the last year, we'd say, is probably the toughest one yet for children there. If you look, especially for violence, which seems to become the norm, now, once a week, on average, a school was bombed in Syria over the last year. We've seen the highest number of violations of children's rights. And 90% of areas we're working in Syria are reporting that children are being taken into by armed groups as soldiers. And then we've seen rises of child marriage and of child labour as well. So these children, they need protection, and we obviously need to get them assistance to make sure that they can live day to day.
Justin, I think it would be impossible for anyone in the UK to understand, anyone in the world to understand what has been happening in Syria, what's been happening to the people, the men, women, and children of Syria, but also to understand what this latest attack is like, because, you know, as if they haven't been through it enough, this is just something else.
Well, I can speak for, I mean, I've been privileged to work with Syrians and with our teams out there and visit them several times over the years. And I have to say, yesterday I was challenged, because just a week after the attack in 2013, the chemical attack in the suburbs of Damascus, I was privileged to meet a family and a young girl who was just 8 years old. I still can see her face in my mind, and her name was Tasneem, and she told me how she had survived that attack. In fact, her brothers had realized that it was not a regular bomb because it didn't make the same sound, and they had heard, they thought it was a gas attack. And so they took her up to the top of their block of flats where they lived, and they put a towel over her mouth with Coca-Cola to soak up the gas. around it. And they took her up and she survived. And she said, but some of my friends, they didn't realize that. And they went down to the bomb shelters. And because the gas was heavier than the air, the ones who went down, they died. And I can, yeah, I can just remember that conversation sitting in a tent in the Bekaa Valley near the border of the Lebanese border of Syria. And there were people yesterday having a similar situation. So it really is, yeah, to cut through the politics, these are real people in huge need. And it's great that you're giving it a bit of attention. We just hope that political leaders can work through to get solutions, long-term solutions. They need peace.
Justin, I hope I'm not going to shock you, but the UN Security Council, or the UN, is meeting right now, and I guess what they're going to end up doing is what they normally do, absolutely nothing. But in the real world, agencies such as yours have to provide help. How on earth do you go helping those people when there is this constant, persistent danger in that country?
Well, you're absolutely right that it is dangerous. And one of the things that not only World Vision, but all the humanitarian agencies have been calling for is protection also for our colleagues. Sadly, you know, even if humanitarian workers have been injured and killed, and it's dangerous day to day there. So one of the things that we are, you know, really working for and seeking support from the UN and from all the governments and all the actors involved in the conflict is to allow access to get to places that are besieged, that are hard to reach, that are dangerous, and to allow, you know, those of us who are just there neutrally, not involved in the conflict, to reach people in need no matter what. That's what the world put in place humanitarian law for, you know, a century ago or more, and that's what should be observed now. And the Security Council has often demanded these things, but it's difficult to make them happen on the ground.
Isn't it just? Justin, thank you for joining us. Justin Byworth, who's the Executive Director of World Vision, joining us from Brussels, has been attending this conference.